Mom wasn't offering a family discount.
Didn't you see that your mother was selling you this car for more than the book value?
Yes, she wouldn't agree to anything less.
So daughter's not cutting mom any slack.
And then your mother took the car back from you.
Yes.
You technically stole her car.
I didn't steal the car. I repossessed the car. She had me arrested. Who has their mother arrested?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Sherry Garcia is suing her daughter, 22-year-old Alyssa Gaston, for a car, punitive damages for a false arrest, and emotional distress.
Order. All rise.
Case number 473 on the calendar in the matter of Garcia versus Gaston. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Garcia, the defendant is your daughter. And let me see if I generally understand what your case is about. You had a car.
Yes.
That you were selling. You agreed to sell your daughter that car. What kind of car was it?
It was the 2003 Infiniti.
Bert, can we look that up? 2003 Infiniti? She already had a car, but it was an older car. Had you given her that car?
I had sold her that car previously.
And what kind of car was that?
It was a Ford F-150.
And when had you sold her that car?
3 years prior to selling her the Infiniti.
How much did you sell her the Infiniti for?
$4,000.
How much did you sell her the Ford truck for?
$1,000.
And how old was that car?
It's a 1998.
So at the time you sold it to her, it was about 17 years old.
Yes.
And according to you, this was the deal that you made with your daughter. You would sell her the 2003 Infiniti with a book value of?
$2,442.
$2,400. It had a book value of $2,400. You would sell it to her for $4,000. But the condition was that she had to give the truck to your son.
Not give. Either sell it to him or let him use
it. Either sell it or let him use it. Something that you had sold her for $1,000. I can't quite believe that. $2,400? This is an Infiniti. Did it have special bells and whistles on it?
2003 Infiniti, right?
2003 Infiniti.
It was so a G35. It had sunroof. I don't know. Just 3 years prior to that, I had paid $11,000 for it.
I don't care what you paid for it.
Okay. So the private party range is $1,556 to $3,327. The middle figure is $2,442.
So $2,400, even $3,000. Mm-hmm. Say $3,000.
Given the benefit of the doubt, $3,327 is the high.
Okay. Didn't you look up the book value of this car?
I did.
Well, didn't you see that your mother was selling you this car for more than the book value?
Yes. She wouldn't agree to anything less than what she was asking.
Well, why don't you go out and buy a 2003 Infiniti from a car dealership? You would have paid less.
It was easier to just make monthly payments.
To your mother?
Yes.
Nice. In any event, is this your brother?
Yeah, my half-brother.
Great. And he's the one who was supposed to be able to drive or sell whatever the Ford truck to?
Yes, I let him use it.
Right. And you were making the payments, your mother gave you the title, you registered the car in your name and insured it in your
yes.
name. So far, we're correct?
She was supposed to make a contract stating...
Just a second. I said, not a contract. We're not asking a contract. You transferred the car to her. You signed over the title.
I did not sign over the title.
Did not?
No.
So you didn't register the car?
I did. She told me to sign her name because the night that I picked up the car, she couldn't see the pink slip to fill it out.
Just a second. Did she give you the title?
Yes.
So she handed you the title?
Yes.
So you signed her name to the title, you registered the car?
Yes.
And you insured the car?
Yes.
When you had the car, Ms. Garcia, was it insured?
Yes, it was.
After July, did you continue to pay for insurance on the car?
No.
You didn't continue to pay insurance on the car because you had sold the car to your daughter, given her the title to the car, and expected her to insure it. That's why you didn't pay insurance anymore
after
July.
She had gotten insurance before she got the car.
In order to get insurance, you have to have an insurable interest in a piece of property. You can't insure a car that you don't have an insurable interest in. I can't take out a life insurance policy on Bird unless he consents, because I don't have an insurable interest in his life. Do you understand? So that's, well, actually, I do. So that's a lot of baloney. You sold her the car. You gave her the title to the car. She registered the car. She paid insurance for the car. And you sold her the car for more than you could have sold it to a private party for. Now, the agreement was that she either let your son use or buy for less than $1,000, I assume, the Ford truck. Your daughter let him use it. You have a driver's license?
Yes.
Did you have one then?
Yes.
Did you have insurance?
It was her insurance still, because it was still in her name.
Tell me why you took the car back from him.
Because he did not have a license. I found out later that he didn't have a license, and I explained to them, you know, everything's in my name.
Show me your license.
It's in the room.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I want to see when the license was issued. When was your license issued?
A couple years ago.
And it's valid. Go get it. How did you find out that he didn't have a license?
Because when I was trying to take my vehicle back, she explained to me, just put the truck in my name because he can't have it in his name.
Well, that doesn't
mean
he doesn't
Because he didn't have a driver's license. She told me, just put the truck in my name and he'll pay you for it. And I said, no. I said, everything is in my name. You know, I'm a liability for if anything happens to it or whatever
he does. Why couldn't he have a driver's license?
I didn't say he didn't have a driver's license.
What did you tell her?
I just told her to put it in my name. He said he had something to do with a bank account or something when he was in Florida. I don't know. But he didn't tell me he didn't have a license, so
well,
I wouldn't know to tell that to
what
her.
What did that have to do with the car? Something with a bank account in Florida?
I don't know. I just told her to sign it over to me and he would make the payments. I never told her that he didn't have an ID, or I mean a driver's license.
I have a text right here that I sent her saying that he doesn't have a driver's license when I was trying to get my truck back.
Well, this doesn't say he doesn't have a driver's license.
Well, that was just me explaining to her after she told me he didn't have a driver's license. Well, and then I also have a text message from Sean, my brother, of him actually stating I can't have the truck in my name.
Okay, driver's license. And then you can stand up next to your mom. I have a couple of questions. Why can't you have the truck in your name?
Because I hadn't got my California license.
Do you live in California?
Yes, I recently moved back.
When?
Summer last year.
So you only had a Florida driver's license?
Correct.
I got it. Okay. So he had a driver's license from Florida. Moved to California. You can't have a car in your name, I guess, in this state unless you have a driver's license from this state. That's what I'm assuming he's saying to you.
Okay.
In any event, you changed your mind.
Yeah.
And said, I've given him an opportunity, and now I want the truck back.
Right.
Fine. And then your mother took the car back from you.
Yes.
The 2003 Infiniti.
Yes.
Now, when you bought the car from your mother, that was in the summertime?
Yes. I believe it was August 1st that I actually received the car the first day.
And how much money had you paid her for it?
Up until now, I have paid $900.
How much were you supposed to pay a month?
$300.
Well, then you should have paid her more money.
Right. So she stole the car in October. I tried contacting her
for
October.
Okay, did you pay her in September?
No, I did not. She wouldn't receive any of my payments. I have texts reaching out to her and she never replied to me to make payments. She stopped accepting my payments after I stole the car.
Oh, after you took the car back from me?
Yes.
Okay, sit down.
So I paid
in
August,
what month?
September, and then what it cost me to get the car back from impound, I considered as October's payment.
Well, I don't care what you considered.
Okay.
You paid her for 2 months.
Yes.
And she accepted the payments for 2 months. Now, it was in October that you took the car back from your brother and that you took the car back from her.
In October.
And that's what you're suing about. You're suing for false arrest because she called the police and reported the car stolen.
Yes. I would not have taken the car had I known it was in her name.
Is that the nature of your lawsuit, that if you didn't know it was in her name, you wouldn't have taken the car?
She had me arrested. Who has their mother arrested?
Nobody. Nobody.
And the payment.
Nobody. Listen to me. Ms. Garcia, that's the nature of your claim, that she called the police and said somebody stole her car. Well, somebody did steal her car. They didn't say, was it your mother who stole your car? She said, somebody stole my car. Now, you knew the car was in her name, at least you should have known, because you stopped paying for the insurance on the car and you had given her the title to the car.
She had gotten insurance 2 days later.
Listen to me very carefully. And I'm telling you, I think it's awful that she called the police and knowing that you might be arrested, I think it's awful. I also think it's awful for a mother to sell her daughter a used car at a profit by almost 25% more than the book value of the car that you can buy it for
a stage. I didn't know the book value. I just...
Then you look. Then what you do is look. You don't look like a stupid
woman. She agreed to the amount. And the
payment amount. You agreed to sell her the car, which makes the car hers, which means that if you take the car, you stole her car. That's technical. She technically agreed to buy your car for more than it was worth, and you technically stole her car. So she's...
the car because she quit making payments on it.
No. You took the car back because she took the car from your son.
And because she quit making payments. The payment arrangement was she paid $125 every 2 weeks.
So
she made two or three payments. The first payment, she took $80.
When was her last payment?
She came to my work.
When was her last payment?
The end of August. She made a $125 payment, and then she made...
No, I want to know when her last payment was. If you say her last payment was in August, then you had a right to repossess the car in October.
It was 9/8 of 2017. She made a payment of $260.
September 8th?
Yes.
And on what date did you take back the car?
October 3rd.
So she made a payment, $260.
Which was for the prior...
$260 in September, and the first week in October, you took the car.
Yes.
And on what date did she take the car back from your son?
September 10th.
Did you have any conversations with her between September 8th and October 3rd?
No.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What you said to me was that there was no loan. This was a gift.
It is a gift, yes.
No, it wasn't a gift because a gift you don't start to pay back. Do you understand?
Yes.
He's smart. I mean, any idiot can recognize that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sherry Garcia says her daughter, Alyssa Gaston, swindled her on a car deal and then had her arrested.
You have the car now?
Yes, I do.
You want to continue to have the car?
Yes, I do.
You resuming payments on the car?
I plan on it, yes, I
know. Wait, listen to me. You have to resume payments on the car because I'm going to prepare a provisional order.
Okay.
That says if you don't become current with your car payments, put your hand down. If you don't become current with your car payments within the next 10 days, I'm directing that the marshal pick up the car.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And then every payment thereafter until the car is paid for. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you have no case. You stole her car.
I didn't steal the car.
Yes,
I repossessed the car. She quit making payments on the car.
No, she didn't. She
yes,
made a
she
payment.
Did.
Listen to me carefully.
She made a payment September 8th.
She made a payment September 8th. You took the car back October 3rd.
But that payment was for one payment in September.
Show me where after September the 8th you told her that if you don't become current with your payment.
I have text.
Show me. After September 8th when she paid you $260, you say to her, you still owe money from August because you accepted the September 8th payment. And before a month was out, you took the car back. Aside from that, you had an arrangement with her.
Because she should have made another payment 2 weeks later.
She's not supposed to pay $500.
But one of those payments was prior. Okay. In August, she only made one payment.
Show me where you told her anywhere that she's delinquent in a car payment. That's not why you took the car back. It's not even why you say in your complaint that you took the car back. You say in your complaint that you took the car back because you breached the agreement by not selling or letting your son use the car.
And I have texts of her saying that he could use it until he got a job.
Your case is dismissed. We're done. Thank you.
Pardon my excuse, you may step out.
I mean, I had no issue the entire time making payments. She was just doing this out of spite because I took my truck back from my brother, and I didn't listen to her, so.
I have nothing to say.
I'm glad I had her arrested, you know? She thinks she could just walk all over people and bully people, so.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Vanilla versus Rasmussen. Step forward.
Zachary Vanilla is suing his former co-worker, 25-year-old Angelina Rasmussen, for a loan so she could move.
Ms. Rasmussen, I'm going to start with you. You and the plaintiff worked together at Bed Bath & Beyond for a period of time.
Yes.
You became friends, and there came a time when you were in some financial difficulty. You have two children. You weren't living, according to what I read, in a safe environment. You wanted to move with your children. You needed security deposit, first month's rent. You were short of money. Some other family member loaned you $1,000, but you were still short $1,000. And then you had a discussion with Mr. Vanella. Do you remember the date you had a discussion with Mr. Vanella?
September 27, 2017, a couple days before I was going to move into my new place.
Okay. A couple of days means that you had already paid the money or you needed the money?
I needed the money.
So tell me, did you approach him at work or
No, I had talked to him and he was really excited.
Don't tell me what he was excited. Okay. I said, did you approach him at work? That's either a yes or a no.
No.
Did you approach him by phone?
Yes.
So you called him?
A text message.
You texted him?
Yes.
What did you say to him?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to tell me why you didn't continue to give him the $100 a month which you had agreed to give him. Do you understand?
Because the agreement changed from discounts instead of the $100.
Oh, well, now I'd like you to tell me. Just a second.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Zachary Vanella is suing his former co-worker, 25-year-old Angelina Rasmussen, for a loan so she could move.
So you called him?
A text message.
You texted him?
Yes.
What did you say to him?
I pretty much said that I, got this new place. I'm going to be a little short on the deposit. And he was like,
No.
Okay.
Do you have the text message?
No, I do not have those ones.
So you sent him a text message, somebody who you were friendly with. I got this new place. I'm really excited. I'm short on the deposit. Is that what you say you put in the text message?
Yes.
And then what did he respond in the text message? Don't tell me how excited he was.
He said if I needed help, he would help me out.
And then you responded?
Oh, well, I said I was short $1,000. And he said, well, I could give you $1,000 to get you and your kids out of the bad situation
thing. And?
And pretty much.
Not pretty much. You started to pay him back. You started to pay him back. Am I speaking? Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Am I correct or incorrect that you started to pay him back?
I was giving him money.
You started to pay him back.
Okay.
I mean, what were you giving him money for? Was he doing some service for you?
No.
So if he wasn't doing a service for you, you were paying him back.
Yes.
That's simple. Now, he gave you the money in September. You needed the money for October. When did you start to pay him back?
I think it was November.
So in November, how much money did you give him?
$100.
When was the next time you gave him money?
It was in December.
And how much did you give him?
$100.
And then you stopped giving him money?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was giving him discounts as his products instead of giving him money.
You were giving him discounts?
Yes.
And tell me about that agreement.
That agreement
was... Just a second, because first what you said to me was that there was no loan, this was a gift.
It is a gift, yes.
No, it wasn't a gift because a gift you don't start to pay back. Do you understand?
Yes.
He's smart. I mean, any idiot can recognize that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
A gift you don't pay back. But then in December, when you made a payment to him of $100, somehow the arrangement changed. Now I want you to tell me why you didn't continue to give him the $100 a month which you had agreed to give him. Because otherwise, why would you give him $100 a month? Do you understand?
Because the agreement changed from discounts instead of the $100.
Oh, well, now I'd like you to tell me. Just a second. You see how easy it is to trip you up?
Mm-hmm.
Now I would like you to tell me exactly when the contract that you had, because you had a contract, he was going to loan you $1,000 because you were short, and you agreed to pay him back at the rate of $100 a month, which he started to do.
He gave me $1,000, and I felt bad, so I was paying him back $100, then I gave him the discounts.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $800. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
No, it was a gift that was given, and
it's a verbal promise between friends.
And then I said, you know, since you gave it to me as a gift, I would like to pay you back still.
Just like, you have money, don't worry about it. You know, I go, well, you can't take advantage of somebody who's just helping you out, get your kids out of the area, you know?
Because I felt bad.
I'm hoping that someday we can rectify this, but it's going to be a lot.
I'm just ready to move on.